All right, we got to do something to spruce my man Giddens' life up. We're right here. He's kind of down in the dumps because he's got to go play a drunkard tonight. But
no, that's my favorite part.
I would imagine so.
Method acting.
Oh, wow. Like transvestite toe.
No, that's not method acting.
All right, what are we doing, Bow Wow?
Since you've been losing again so much at Romper Room, we're going to take a break from Romper Room, let you study some more before we get back into it.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I'm going to do you just like I did teachers in high school. You think I studied? I ain't going to study. I'm watching Sports Center, man. Come on.
So in place of it, we're going to do a Family Feud style game called right. Survey Says.
Uh-oh.
Survey Says Eating.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
And when it's a little bit different than Family Feud, we're going to make it fit in a radio show format, I'm going to give each of you a category, and you have to name in a minute the amount of things, you, like, fill out the list of
the answers. This is like the, you're gonna give us kind of more similar to the final round.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. But you're going to give us how many is in that category.
Yeah, like, okay. Like, I'll say name of X, Y, and Z, and you have to name the five things that you think the AI audience gave. Right.
He's up first, but I'm going to ask them. He's going to get probably four or five in his category, and I'm probably going to get about 10.
No, they're all the same number.
Okay. He goes first.
And we're going to do two each, and then we'll go to a final round.
All right.
Ready, Giddens?
I guess.
You guess?
If his is about food, I know this is rigged.
Ready, Giddens? Here we go. Minute starts. Name... Here, I'm going to read it first before I start the timer. Name something people forget to bring on a trip.
Their phone charger.
That's one, yep.
How many are there?
Five. There's okay. Five.
Their plane ticket.
Acceptable answer, ID and passport.
Their shoes. Their wallet.
No.
Their phone.
Phone? That was one you said.
Their kids.
Leave them home alone.
Home alone.
Their luggage.
No.
Their their toothbrush.
That was the number one answer, Giddens.
Their
yeah, two more.
Their money?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
Their, I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
That's it.
So he got three of them.
Three of the five. He got the top two answers. The number one answer was toothbrush. The second one was phone charger. You missed clothes and snacks.
I said luggage.
How could he miss snacks?
Doesn't luggage count as clothes? What else do you put your clothes in besides your luggage?
You can give him that.
We'll give you that.
I can give him that one. Yeah,
I didn't say snacks, though, because I never forget snacks.
I don't even never forget. All right, so he got four or five. That.
Yeah.
Is that how we're keeping up with this?
Yeah.
Are all of them going to be five?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's roll.
All right, David, name something you do before going to bed.
Brush teeth.
Yep.
Wash your face.
Nope.
Lock the doors.
Nope.
Undress?
No.
Who goes to bed in their boots? I mean, come on. Obviously, you use the bathroom.
No.
That has got to be on there.
That is not on the list.
You feed the pets?
No.
You make your get your coffee ready for in the morning?
Nope.
Set the alarm?
That's one of them, yeah.
All right. Watch TV?
Nope.
Clean up the house, wash clothes, wash the dishes?
Nope.
Well, I've said just about everything. I mean, come on. Take medicine?
Nope.
What do people do before they go to bed? Have sex.
No.
I mean, I'm not in that category, but I mean, come on.
Nope. You got two of five. You know what the other three were?
I'm really anxious to hear this.
Read.
Oh, shit.
Take a shower.
I said take a bath.
No, you did not.
Did I not?
I'm not sure.
We'll give it to you because we gave Giddens the other one, but I didn't think you said okay, that.
I thought I did.
And then the last one was check your phone.
For what? You're on it all the time anyway. Cut it off. That's what's wrong with the world.
All right, Giddens. Here we go. Okay. Name a type of sandwich.
Okay, peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Ham and cheese.
Yep.
Grilled cheese.
Yep.
Club?
No.
Turkey and cheese?
Yes.
I only need one more?
Yeah.
He don't get it. I can get it.
Peanut butter and banana?
No.
Roast beef?
No.
Gosh, that's what I thought it'd be.
BLT?
Yep, that's it. Giddens got all of them.
How easy of a dadgum question.
With 30 seconds
to spare.
And you
ask him something about freaking food.
I got first three.
All right, here comes my question. It has something to do with an isosceles triangle.
Name a popular ice cream flavor.
Chocolate.
Yep.
Vanilla.
Yep.
Strawberry.
Yep.
Cookies and cream.
Yep.
Rocky Road.
No.
Bunny tracks.
No.
Let's see. Oh, crap. I worked
at ice cream. You got 40 seconds, and you named, like, all...
The first four were correct.
In 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, there's so many more that could be that fifth. That's the thing about it.
You're actually missing...
Pistachio.
You're missing the number four. You got 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Rocky Road.
No.
Pistachio. Butter pecan.
No.
That's got to be up there. Strawberry cheesecake.
You're missing a big one. I don't know how you don't know this one. Well, you probably don't like it, but... 5 seconds.
Oh, shit.
All right, that's it.
Let me see if I can come up with it in the next couple of seconds. I know it don't count, but... Gosh, I'm trying to think of what we did.
I don't know if... Is this flavor at Blue Bell?
I don't know.
Is it Neapolitan?
No.
That's really all the three together. Yeah. All right, go ahead, tell me.
Mint chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah, we definitely had that. Okay. But it was not one of the top five. I'm telling you, the one that I said, which one do you think that I said would have been in the top five at Blue Bell?
Rocky Road.
Nope.
Butter pecan?
Yep.
Huh.
There's a lot of elderly people, including my mother and stepfather, eat a snot load of that butter pecan.
All right, this is the last round. Double points.
Double points.
Double points.
Still five.
So, yeah, five. So, if you get five right, you get 10 points.
All right, which category of foods he doing this time?
He's not doing that.
Okay.
Name a reason for being late for work.
Y'all ought to get this easy because y'all are late for work every day.
Let's see. Shower went long.
No. Shower went long. Oh, I got pause on that one. Shower went long.
The hot water just didn't want to go.
Good answer. It takes my hot water an hour.
Good answer.
An hour to start.
Oh, man. You got to get up an hour early on that alarm clock phone, man. Come on.
Okay, alarm didn't go off.
Yeah.
Had to go to the bathroom.
No, that's everybody don't do that, Giddens. We're not you and Jeremy Law.
That's an hour right there.
All right. Dog ate my keys.
No.
Had to go to the doctor.
No.
Drive through line was too packed up.
Hold on. Honeydew list.
No.
I can name some of these.
Yeah, you're missing a lot, Gibbs.
How much time's he got?
15 seconds.
I'm gonna name some for extra credit.
You don't get to answer these.
You're missing the biggest one, Giddens.
I don't know. I don't ever have a good reason to be late for work.
I can tell you these.
You're still eating?
Yeah.
I mean, that's late for everything.
What are they?
All right. Hang on. Car won't start.
Yeah, that's the last one.
Flat tire.
That's still car trouble.
Okay. Gosh, it was something else I was thinking of. It had to do with a car, but I guess that all fell.
Bad weather, overslept, and traffic. Traffic was the number one answer.
Traffic would be bad if you worked in.
Yeah, that's because I don't have to commute. Yeah.
So, David, if you get a couple of these right, you win.
Just a couple?
Three, I think three.
I won the first two rounds. So yes.
Name something that you do every day on
Giddens
the radio.
Giddens has 19, and you have, let's see. So far, you have 7. So you need two.
Not, how does he have 19? I have 7, and I need 2.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, it don't make any
points.
Sense.
No, double points. So that's doing some math here. That's 9. That is double points. So he's got 1 right. That's 2. 11. So you got 11, and he's got 11, and you got 7.
So how many do I have to answer? 2?
2.
All right, let's go. I can get these first 2.
To tie.
To tie.
3 to win.
3 to win. All right, I'm going big money here on you.
Name a place people go on vacation.
The mountains. The beach.
That's top 2.
Hawaii.
Nope.
Theme park.
Yep.
You're done.
That's it. That was easy.
Oh,
that was easy.
No easier than what is eating for you.
That was super easy.
I mean, come on.
What do you mean? Yours was easy?
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can get the other 2 just for fun. And you can help me on this, Giddens. The other 2.
I already looked at them.
Yeah, I already looked at them.
You already looked at them. How about like skiing?
No.
No ski. I said the mountains.
You said beach, mountains, and theme park.
Is there a certain place like
no.
Like Alaska? Okay.
No.
Cruise.
Yeah. Yep. One more.
Okay. And then how about? Don't know the other one. What's the other one?
Big city.
Oh, I mean, you can go to Birmingham on vacation all the time.
I think David likes this.
The big city, Birmingham.
The big city. Yeah, the people that come for the bowl game get to tour the Galleria.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can go to Vision Lane while you're at it and knock out 2 birds with 1 stone.
And see our beluga whales.
Drive over Double Oak Mountain and you hit 3.
You get to go and see the beluga whales at the, wasn't that the McWayne Center?
Yeah.
Boy, that ought to interest a college football player.